Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Transmitting worldwide from high atop the Bilderberg 2013 meeting that we intend to piss on, to use a British term. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I am having an incredibly good time fighting tyranny, waking people up, hanging out with Richard Reeves. You've got Paul Watson, Stevie, Steve Watson, his brother's waiting down there with his girlfriend. Your wife's coming. That's going to be neat to meet her. I've talked to her so many times on the phone. And we've got Leanne McAdoo right here with us. There she is. We've got good old Richard right over there. That's right, for TV viewers, giving a little bit of a shot. We've got Watson right there. And you've got Pumpkinhead. Just notice the size. They say like aliens with advanced intelligence have bigger heads. Notice they have a big head. Look how tiny their heads are compared to me. Look at that. Like a peanut over there. Look at that. And then they got Corton over there. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that was self-deprecating humor. The trolls will say, look, he's bragging. He's so smart. It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm not smart, but you're not smart enough to get it. But not regular viewers and listeners, but trolls must be fed. Yeah. Trolls are key pollinators. They actually spread the word of the show. I'm trying to figure out the ultimate troll feeding device. McAdoo, what do you think the ultimate troll feeding device is?
Well, apparently it's been my jewelry today, so. They were all pumped about the Nazi earrings, but they're not. They're Thunderbirds.
So they don't know what a Thunderbird is.
Yeah, these are Native American Thunderbirds. These are my going-to-war earrings.
No, that alone. You're only trying to cover up your Illuminati connections. No one can be successful unless they're the Illuminati, which is not true, folks. But Watson, what do you think the ultimate troll-feeding secret is?
You're Bill Hicks, and I'm a shape-shifting reptoid, and the proof is in. There are whole Facebook pages devoted to it.
Forget the globalist meeting right in front of us.
That's a realist, you obviously.
Forget the sodium chloride and the water and the cancer exploding.
Well, no, you're Bill Hicks, obviously.
That's what matters. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. Hey, let me ask, and we're going to come back and get serious with the rest of the Bilderberg News. Go over their agenda, talk to David Knight, who dropped this bombshell, and he's been, like, talking to me. David, was it Friday you called me, or was it at the office I saw you? And you're like, hey, are you covering this big scandal? Was it you?
It was me on Sunday, just before you left. I said,
that's right. Yeah.
Hey, if they don't let you in, point out the scandals that are going on right amongst their midst and tell them.
And you said,
why aren't they looking
exactly
at this?
Now I remember. It's just my memory's foggy because I've been tired. I was driving to the airport with McAdoo, and you're like, hey. Notice this is a lobbying meeting, and there's a scandal about lobbies, and I got it, but I forgot it. And then I'm like, whoa, that's the big angle no one's hitting. That's the big enchilada.
Yeah.
The
giant lobbyist meeting that, and they're pointing out in the local papers here that, of course, David Cameron and company said they were going to have the most transparent administration ever. Does that sound familiar? You heard somebody
Obama
say
that?
Yeah, exactly. Obama said that. The people who focus on that, it's almost like a tell. It's almost like saying, you know, we're going to be honest. We're going to be open because they know they're going to be the most crooked, secretive cabal that's ever been in power, right? So it's almost a tell of exactly the opposite of what they're going to do is what they campaign on. What was that?
And I was crushing Leanne's head. You know,
oh, okay.
I'm crushing our head.
I thought you were giving me a secret hand signal or something there.
Well, that was. It was Illuminati. No, seriously. I totally agree with you. You're absolutely right. It's just kind of a party atmosphere here. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. Doing great here.
We're fine here. Everything's great. Nothing about Major Reactor League.
That's right. We're doing okay. We're doing just fine here.
No, but seriously, the Death Star is orbiting at maximum velocity here, and we're here trying to expose the Death Star exists. Because if we can admit the Death Star exists, we can do something about it, David. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think it's right. You know, the stated purpose of Bilderberg is public education. We're really trying to educate the public. They're trying to keep people in the dark.
David Knight is the main, what do you call it, conductor here today. I am fully right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee you a bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 2:08 Central Standard Time. I guess it's like 7 o'clock at night here. And in about 20 minutes, we're supposed to meet the cops. Are they already down there? So that's at 7:30? 8:30. We're meeting them at 8:30 for dinner. All right. So we're going to be here for another 25 minutes or so. And, oh, you've got local time on that clock. Good. Thank you. I see 208 here on our computer. Paul Watson's here. Leanne McAdoo. We've got Richard Reeves doing engineering here with us on the road. I do plan to take some calls tomorrow. David Knight will do the first hour. Then I'll do the second 2 hours with him riding shotgun. I want to get into their agenda this year and then talk about our Stonehenge experience today, which is just crazy. I want to go back to with high-def cameras. We just had our iPhones out today. We weren't intending to have some wild experience. But looking at them just in the last 6 years publishing their names and then now their agenda, looking at this, I want to talk about their agenda. But for people that just joined us, David Nye is the one that pointed out the elephant in the room to me Sunday when I was going to the airport just a few days ago. And I guess just a few days ago, just like a day and a half ago, that there's a lobbying scandal, 3 or 4 members of parliament resigning, huge corruption. And here, that's what Bilderberg is a secret lobbying meeting, hiding in plain view. And, of course, it violates the Logan Act. We've made that point before, but That's why they don't want to discuss. That's why they don't want to be seen driving in, because they can't believe they're going in and saying, I own this energy company. I will pay you $200 million in your Swiss bank account. As if the governor of Texas, you shut down all competition and agree with the federal government. I mean, that's the type of stuff going on.
Yeah, that's not on their lobbyist schedule, is it? They don't have those kinds of things listed on their schedule of events. They've got a schedule of events, and of course, since there's no transparency, we don't know exactly what that is. As you mentioned before, even on the attendees list, the real people that we have to worry about are the ones that they don't mention, the people that they're grooming to be future presidents that just show up coming
exactly
in the back door.
That's who we want. That's who we want. That's why we need more eyes, like kind of like a compound eye. We need thousands of people here with their own cameras, their own YouTube, and whoever gets, because they always think we're not there, like when Eric Holbrook walked out, or the head of Google walked out, or all these cases. You don't know. You may be a prostitute in North London, and Bill Gates comes in. I'm not saying he goes to prostitutes, but the point is, he's got plenty of Microsoft groupies, I'm told, but the point is that you never know where the intel is going to be. I want to go over some of the agenda here, but Leanne McAdoo, before we go into the agenda, I want to keep you here for Stonehenge. Any other points you want to add about what's happened? What's the first thing to come to the top of your mind discussing Bilderberg?
Well, I thought it was kind of funny that the G4S were guarding this room where it looked like they were setting up a dance party. And so that just gives me like a really, I'm...
Well, they were building platforms, putting in lights.
Yes, like they're going to have a disco dance party with Kissinger. And I mean, I want to be in there. I want my cameras. I got to see that. I need to see it.
I got a feeling it's for some special speakers.
Get down. And
what did you make of the head of security, like tears in his eyes?
He just was so, I couldn't tell if he was just so angry. I mean, he looked like he wanted to cry. And he was
tears in his eyes.
He was like, Mr. Alex Jones. And you're like, that's me. I'm just getting some food.
That's right. You were there when he confronted me.
Yes. You just hear this diabolical voice. And you know, tries to lead us out, and I said to him, you know, do you have any idea what's going on with those? And he said, ma'am, I try to remain non-political, and I'm just the manager here at the Grove. And I said, but you have no idea who you're...
But who are they to cancel our reservations 4 days before it started?
Exactly.
Who are they to have the people shaking in fear of people? They know who we are. They know I have no criminal record.
Exactly.
I mean, the worst thing they're going to get is I'm going to buy them dinner.
Exactly. And you're always, you know, so nice and treat them with, like, such respect. And he's going to be in for a huge shock when they treat him like dirt on the shoe.
Well, that's one of the bonanza hits, because they are such jerks. Reportedly, none of them get tips.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah, that's...
Because why would you give a scum anything?
Yeah.
It's all about dominating people.
Yeah, and that's the thing that is so frustrating, because they're really spinning this as the protesters and the press and all these people, that they're going to be committing all these criminal acts, and that everyone needs to be careful of the protesters and, you know, closing off the roads and not letting anyone camp out. Originally, you know, they were going to let people camp.
Now they're telling the locals not to let us use their property.
Yeah.
The farms in the area.
And trying to kind of scare the locals and spin and just kind of don't worry about why they're protesting or why there's this big uproar of these people meeting. It's just, you should feel lucky and you should feel special that the elite chose your town to come and have their...
That's what the mayor said first. I'm just glad we're prestigious enough. But the good news is, Watson, reading her in the paper, you're saying that looks like she's starting to wake up.
Yeah, she's written a letter to David Cameron, Prime Minister of Britain, basically complaining about the security costs and demanding that the central government pay something towards those costs. So that's a big shift from what she said earlier, which was just demonizing the protesters. But what's also interesting is that the Grove security said that they were non-political in their actions in turfing it out, because my complaint was that we were being discriminated against based on our political views.
And by the way, that's a British anti-EU law.
Yeah, it's illegal to do that.
Like Hitler first shut down hotels and stuff to Jews, like hotels were shut down to blacks. You shut people down where they can go for their views, their religion, their color. That's real tyranny.
Yeah, it's illegal under the Equality Act of 2010, and EU human rights law also affirms that it applies to political opinion.
There's people who've been sacked for supporting a political party, have won cases. People who've been denied services in hotels based on that same law have won cases. So the fact they said, oh, we're non-political.
It's very humiliating to book something, you've done nothing wrong, and then you can't be there, and you're treated like a criminal.
Yeah, and it's not like we were trying to access secure areas. We were in the garden.
A bunch of slimy lobbyists want to meet and engage in crime.
Exactly. Going on to the agenda, though, I noticed the top of the list is, can the US and Europe grow fast and create jobs? Which is pretty ironic, given the fact that back in 2006, before it happened, Daniel Estulin predicted the housing collapse in America. Because
he had the source they were going to have.
The source, yeah.
That was the big banker that was over that big production house.
And that was in Canada in 2006, Bilderberg.
No, they own China. They're deindustrializing us on purpose. So everything they put in the agenda is the opposite of what they're actually doing.
Exactly.
We want to give you jobs. We're going to go over the trends right now. Okay, give us the trend you want to talk about.
Well, I'm just curious, I mean, touching on what you said about the way that they have the agenda. It's like, oh, look, it's just harmless. We're going to talk about jobs and entitlement. But the thing that's kind of worrying me are the major trends in medical research. That's like, well, what do you have up your sleeve?
Well, let's use us as guinea pigs while they discover the fountain of youth and test it all on us.
Yeah. Look what our research with our GMOs have done to the humans.
David Knight, you want to say anything about this agenda?
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing, just like we said before the break, that their stated purpose is public education. I mean, what a bigger lie could they come up with? I mean, here is the most secretive group you've ever seen. Absolutely. There's no oversight. There's no public information of this at all. And they call it a public education organization. And they also have it's a private charity registered in the UK that's paying for these expenses. And there's three people listed at the top of that charity. And the one guy, one of the three guys, is Marcus Agius, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. It's A-G-I-U-S, former chair of Barclays, who resigned over the LIBOR scandal. So these are the kind of guys. I mean, you want to talk about this being pure lobbying, pure exchange of political favors done in total secrecy, and yet they have the audacity to call themselves, to say that they're about public education.
Oh, yeah. This is an insider's who's who of elitist corruption, Watson.
The thing that, you know, sticks out to me is they say they're concerned about all these issues, cyber warfare. When they're behind the cyber attacks, Stuxnet Flame, it's admitted, even the New York Times admits it, that the U.S. and Israel were behind those attacks.
Problem reaction solution.
Yeah, but Bilderberg's concerned about it. They're the ones behind it. Africa's situation, back in 2011, San Moritz, it was right before they turfed out Gaddafi. We got word that they were going to go ahead with the final assault on Tripoli. 3 months later, it happened down to a T when we predicted it. And look at Libya now.
That's a total destabilization program. State Department Memorandum 200 is how to destabilize Africa and other countries, but Africa's the model, how to cut off food, fund rebels, blow up governments. And they're doing that to America and the EU and Britain. The whole the whole European Union is just a system to take over and destroy the United Kingdom and other systems. It's economic warfare. They're on record with Kissinger. The illegal we do it right now, immediately, the unconstitutional later. Watson?
Precisely. And I mean, yeah, look at Libya immediately after they turfed out Gaddafi. Now it's a complete hellhole. So they're concerned about all these issues when they're the culprits behind them.
Jeffrey Dahmer is concerned about dead bodies in his freezer.
Well, precisely. And some of the other trends are U.S. foreign policy. Again, cyber warfare, they're behind the cyber attacks. Online education, that's the Ministry of Truth for the Internet, which we talked about.
Propaganda on the web. You know.
Yeah, which Bill Clinton called for. Developments in the Middle East, well, now they're obviously destabilized.
Current affairs means how to spin scandals and divert it that there's no corruption going on. We're about to go to break here, ladies and gentlemen. Leanne McAdoo's here with me, Paul Watson. In the final segment, we're going to talk about our Stonehenge experiment today, which we didn't know would be an experiment, but it turned into one. Leanne McAdoo, any other points on this agenda?
No, sorry.
No, you're doing great. I mean, you had points you wanted to make earlier. Online education, promises and impacts, politics of the European Union. Everybody wants out of it. It's a giant crime syndicate. developments in the Middle East. They're funding Al-Qaeda to take over. Current affairs, cover nationalism and populism. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 is the most important. Nationalism and populism is people trying to use old government systems that have checks and balances. They're not perfect to try to block these globalists taking over. They want to shut that down. Nationalism and populism. Humanity is the big enemy. We'll be right back. We're...
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
InfoWars Nightly News. We'll have more information tonight at 7 o'clock Central. All of it boiled down for you with Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Darren McGreen, and the rest of the amazing crew. I want to say this about Stonehenge. I figured that it was no big deal because I've been to Central America, Southern North America. I've seen big pyramids. I've seen Latin American standing stones, Mesoamerican. So we said, hey, it's an hour southwest of London, beeline right from where we are, northwest. Let's drive down there. And I see it on the side of the highway. It kind of made it like modern, but the highway is like 50 yards away from it. I'm like, oh, that's nothing. And so we get out, we park. I'm not saying I can't wait to see this. We're talking about, yeah, let's work on that store. We got to meet with these sources tonight. Yeah. And we're walking up the path. Yeah, there's Stonehenge. And when I walk across this line, it's like, bzz, I was like, whoa. I was like, do you guys feel that? So it's not like I was expecting something. And they're like, whoa, I feel it when they were describing it. And then we went back and came back across it again. And it's like a line. It's like, whoa, you go through it, and it kind of feels like freaking you out like a roller coaster, like McAdoo said earlier. And then it's like drawing you into it. And the ancients thought enough of this site with all these hills around it, but it's up above them. It's very magic that they built this there and hauled hundreds of miles, giant stones to build this. And it shows how man, humankind, was imagining something bigger. The human potential to build spacecraft and computers and helicopters and all of this would show the creativity of humans, that they would pick up on this magnetic line and just with the energy of the earth that fish use to navigate and birds use to navigate and whales use. This is a special place because there's hundreds of standing stones just in the UK alone, Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales. But they're all over the world. And people talk about these. David Icke talks about being in Peru with some standing stones. And that he, all this stuff was like downloaded to him. He was like a major BBC presenter making £1 million a year. And he went off on this thing. The point is that this was mystical. There's no doubt. And I got to tell you, I'm going back while I'm here. I mean, amazing. And they'll let you touch it. You got to like sign up a month ahead, like 30 people in the morning and at night can go right when it opens and closes to see it. McAdoo, at first I was calling, I said, do you guys feel something? And you were all the same. Tell people briefly your take on this.
Absolutely. I agree with you. It was magnetic. When we were pulling up, I was like, oh gosh, it's going to be super touristy. And it was really awkward looking because there's these ancient stones on a perfectly manicured lawn, like right next to the highway. So it was just sort of like this cheesy sort of setup.
Yeah, we were like, oh, this is...
Yeah.
And walking up on, I was like hit by a thunderbolt.
Right. And then you just walk up and it literally, you walk across this line and it's, for me, it felt like my stomach just sort of dipped like a roller coaster. It was like, and then once you kind of cross that threshold, it was just this really strong force that just pulled you toward it. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, no. Watson said, how do you feel? And I said, I feel pulled towards or against. And the tour guide, you know, he was like a professor that goes out there, volunteers once a week. That's who they have each day, is a different professor. He was a professor of Celtic culture, or I guess Celtic culture. And he said, I don't have the gift. He goes, actually, I'm surprised. 3 of your 4 group have it. Not many people have it. He goes, it's some kind of magnetic thing. He goes, I sit here. So he was waiting at that point. He goes, that's why I sit here, is to see who hits it. Because nobody tells you. There's no marker. Because you're walking. You're already by it. You walk by a point. You go, whoa. Watson, what was it like for you?
But it's in. People have come up to me today and said the same thing. When you hit this point, you get affected by this energy. And he was a science guy. He was saying, I'm a physics PhD.
Yeah, I don't believe in religious.
I don't believe in any of this stuff. But, you know, you're the third person today to say exactly the same thing. When you hit this point, boom, the energy hits you. And I expected it to be a somber and oppressive kind of environment because of the druidic nature of it. But it was quite energetic and uplifting, actually, I found it. And
I felt crazy.
Yeah, I felt the same. I felt the power the same way you did. So I enjoyed it. I didn't expect to think much of it, but
were
I enjoyed
it. Were
you
seething with power?
Literally, it's running through my veins right now.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm pretty crazy, right? I'm already crazy, folks. Let me tell you. I like Stonehenge a lot. Anyways, McAdoo, any other points?
You were like, they must let me touch it. I need the power.
I'll tell them all the secrets.
Now we get it.
Anyways, but your wife didn't like it because she felt like she was being watched, right, David Knight?
I think she was just kind of, I think she felt something different, you know.
It's different. I've never felt anything like this.
Mm-hmm. She didn't say that she got any kind of a good feeling out of it. She didn't describe anything like you're talking about. She was just kind of freaked out about it. I think just kind of feeling the ancient druid sacrifice aspect of it, I think that's kind of what freaked her out.
Well, that's what they did, though. That was their mm-hmm. answer to it.
Right.
I just got, like, electrified by it. Well, listen, more Bilderberg coverage and more Stonehenge coverge coming up tomorrow. Great job. Who's doing the nightly news tonight, David?
Ja'Kari Jackson's doing the news tonight, and he's going to have some stories about more of this AP shakedown where the Department of Justice is asking.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, but Alex is going to be joining us very shortly with live reports from Bilderberg. He's going to be doing the last 2 hours live from England, just outside of London, Watford, UK, where, as we've already talked about, we've got the hotel staff there is acting a bit like Fawlty Towers, running Alex out of the restaurant even without allowing him to pay the bill. It's pretty amazing. And the conference hasn't even started yet. People don't even start arriving. Our grand lords do not start arriving until today. But even yesterday, we have to get the rabble like Alex Jones out of the way. And we were talking just before the break about how this is now the 24th anniversary of Tiananmen Square, that iconic picture of the guy standing in front of the column of tanks. And what we didn't talk about is the fact that still in Beijing, even though there are celebrations of it in Hong Kong, with a lot of people there attending a candlelight vigil because it is a very solemn occasion. A lot of people were killed by the military. Not everybody. We always see that picture of the guy standing in front of the tank, but a lot of people did die there. But in Beijing, police blocked the gate of a cemetery housing victims of the crackdown on a pro-democracy demonstrators as part of a sweeping annual effort to bar commemorations. You have to understand that China was used by Rockefeller and the New World Order. There is a massive transfer of wealth. We did a special report on this last night on the Nightly News. If you didn't see that, it's probably because you're not a Prison Planet member. You need to pay up and see this special content. But we talk about how Rockefeller and the elite desired to have a massive transfer of wealth from the United States, as we now see. That's happened in only about three decades. We see pretty much most of the manufacturing capacity of the United States. Much of our wealth has been transferred to China, and it's not from the American people to the Chinese people. It's from the Americans to a few ruling elite. The Chinese are not out of the woods yet. They are still under the oppression of Mao-like rulers in China. I've seen it. I've been there. The people who are getting a better standard of living, who've moved out of the countryside, they see their standard of living go up. It pacifies the population somewhat, but they are working under what everybody else would consider to be slave conditions. They still have a working slave population that is serving the multinational corporations. These same leaders, these multinational corporations that are going to Bilderberg. An article on Infowars.com says, congressional report proves that taxpayers are subsidizing Walmart employees. A congressional report released Thursday confirms what many Americans have suspected all along. Taxpayers are subsidizing Walmart's workforce. The running joke that says, for every dollar you save at Walmart, you spend $2 more in taxes, isn't far off the mark. And it says further down, they estimate that a single 300-person Walmart Supercenter store in Wisconsin likely cost taxpayers at least $904,542 per year. Per year. And if you add in the fact that many Walmart employees who receive Medicaid benefits also benefit from other taxpayer-funded programs such as food stamps, WIC, and other federal aid because they don't pay them much, the total cost to taxpayers is more like $1.7 million a year, about $5,800 per Walmart employee, and that's just for a single store. You see, the whole point of most of what the government does is to transfer wealth. And it's not between different classes as much as we are led to believe by this false left-right paradigm. The primary transfer of wealth is from people to a few ruling elite. We can see that more clearly every day as we see what's going on. Look at this article from the London Guardian about Amazon and Google chiefs joining other corporate tax avoiders at the Bilderberg Confab. Out of the 140 participants, you've got a lot of the largest companies like Amazon.com, Google. They don't pay any taxes. I don't know about Amazon, but I know Google hasn't paid any taxes. Apple pays virtually nothing. There's a big scandal going on in the UK about that. The whole point of the tax code is to transfer wealth to the government so they can redistribute it in large amounts to companies like Walmart or to Google or to other insiders who are giving a nice tithe of that to the politicians who transfer the massive amounts of money to them. And I think it's about time people have had enough of this, enough of the IRS, enough of this corrupt system. And when we see the IRS being used as a weapon, that's gotten everybody's attention. What they haven't seen is this massive redistribution of wealth. And what they haven't paid attention to is the fact that going back as far as the Reagan administration, first thing he did when he got in was he created the Grace Commission. He had one of the top accounting firms go in and take a look at where the money was coming from and where the money was going. And what he found out was that all of the money that we pay in income tax just went to service the debt. In other words, to the Federal Reserve, to the private central bank. The Federal Reserve was created at the same time the income tax was, and what we've been on is a 100-year interest-only balloon note, and they're using that balloon note. They're calling it due now across Europe, and they're going to do it here in America. They're going to say, time's up. Your balloon note is overdue. We're repossessing your country. That's what they do when they take out democratically elected people and put in Goldman Sachs bankers in their place, as they've done in Italy and Greece and other places. That's what Nigel Farage of the UK Independence Party called them on in the European Party Parliament. And so it's about time that somebody starts talking about getting rid of this corrupt system. We always said, and we talked about it in the Libertarian Party, that it's not about revenue, it's about controlling you. That's what the income tax is there for. And it's there to send money to the banks. They don't care as long as they get their interest payment each time. They're going to keep compounding that. They're going to encourage you privately to go into debt. If you're a college student, you're going to get those credit card offers. They're also going to do the same thing with each and every country because they want every country indebted to them. And when they screw up, when their massive derivative schemes fail, they have the government assume those debts and then turn around and say, well, government, you're now insolvent, so you've got to turn over real assets to us. It's amazing. They use their failures to take over the sovereignty of countries. People are starting to wake up, though, because of the political nature of the persecution that the IRS is being used for. And understand, this is nothing that's new from Obama. This is something that has gone on since the time of FDR. We've got documented cases of virtually every president using the IRS as a weapon against their political enemies. It's just that Obama has done it more openly, more pervasively, more unashamedly than any other president has ever done. Used to be when you'd get caught doing this, like Nixon did, you would get impeached, you'd get thrown out. But nothing happens to Obama no matter what he does. Talk about a Teflon president, that's the guy. But people are starting to wake up. Here's what Ted Cruz had to say about abolishing the income tax.
Joining me now in the hot seat, my old friend, Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Senator, thank you for joining us. We go way back to the old days, the Texas Solicitor General days, if I'm not mistaken. Senator, you're leading the charge to abolish the IRS. I think that's a fantastic idea. Tell us your plan.
Well, look, we have seen in recent weeks that the IRS has not honored its trust with the American people, that the Obama administration has demonstrated a willingness to use the machinery of government to target their political enemies. And that's wrong. It was wrong when Richard Nixon did it, and it's wrong when Barack Obama did it. And it is a manifestation of too much power in the federal government. When the federal government has that much power in our individual lives, it's an invitation to being abused. And I think we ought to abolish the IRS and instead move to a simple flat tax where the average American can fill out our taxes on a postcard. Put down how much you earn, put down a deduction for charitable contributions for home mortgage, and how much you owe. It ought to be just a simple one-page postcard and take the agents, the bureaucracy out of Washington and limit the power of government.
I have a hunch you might get bipartisan support for an idea like that.
Well, it seems to me we should because it's about empowering the people. And that ought to be a bipartisan value. That ought to be something Republicans and Democrats can both embrace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It ought to be bipartisan. You know, when we see Rachel Maddow, we see Sean Hannity, what they use is this scandal. They say, Rachel Maddow says, well, but Bush did it. Bush did that, so Obama can do it. Or if Hannity is in and somebody points out that Bush did something, he says, well, Bill Clinton did it, so we're okay with that. No, let's look at this and say power is being abused. Ted Cruz was exactly right. When you concentrate power, you're going to get concentrated corruption, and that's what we see. And so let's say bipartisanly that we want to get rid of this. This is something we don't need to have. And as I said before, it's not about revenue, it's about controlling you. They can collect taxes anonymously. That's what a consumption tax is. That's what a sales tax is. It's simple. If you've ever run a business, you know that the income tax that you've got to calculate, when you fill that out, that's a tremendous amount of work and expense and legal jeopardy because you're signing your name to this thing in violation of you're signing away your Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment rights. And so it's a very troubling thing the way the income tax works. But a sales tax is very simple. It doesn't take any time at all to do a sales tax if you're a merchant. All you do is just look at your gross revenue. Anybody that runs a business can determine what their gross revenue is. That's not very difficult to do. So there may be a little bit of distinction in some areas. You might have some food exemptions, that sort of thing. So you may have to distinguish between that. That's not a difficult thing to do. It's nothing at all like an income tax. But remember this, when we talk about it controlling you, the income tax was there well before we had the kind of surveillance computer state that we have now. The income tax was there And that gave the government an opportunity to go in and look at everything in your personal and private life. It gave them an opportunity for discovery. It gave them an opportunity for investigation. It also gave them an opportunity to control the population, giving them carrots and sticks, making them do this, making them do that. And those kinds of carrots and sticks were always done in the service of larger corporations. So it's time that we all wake up and look at the abuse of power, look at the way the income tax has been used to control us. Now, Ron Paul always said he didn't care that much about the form of taxation. He said if you get your taxes down to a low enough level, you don't really care how those taxes are being applied. There's a lot of truth to that. The taxation level is far too high. However, there still is, it's still important how you collect those taxes. It's still important that our constitutional rights, that our dignity, that our liberties are respected, that our privacy is not invaded, that we're not manipulated and controlled by like a bunch of lab rats for the benefit of large multinational corporations like Walmart that have used the government to get special favors. And I hear that we've got Alex Jones on the line right now. He's going to join us. Alex, you there?
Yes, sitting here listening to you the last few minutes. I'm doing Skype audio as I drive from London with some breaking info back out to Watford and listening to the show. You're doing a great job, and I want to comment on the IRS situation here in just a moment. But first off, am I coming to you good?
Yeah, sound great.
Fantastic. First off, because I forgot to say this yesterday, I want to just say that Richard Reeves has been the most valuable player on this trip so far. And he's sitting right next to me. And Richard, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to London. We are broadcasting live, obviously. And Alex is going to be giving you a big breakdown later on all the news of the day.
Anyways, there is Richard Reeves. And I intended to be back, but we hit traffic that was going half a mile an hour. That got us about 30 minutes behind. So we're almost back to the hotel where we're staying. I'm going to meet with the head police people tonight. I've got a lot of breaking news, but I'm going to get that out at the bottom of the next hour after we set up video Skype. And I actually have my notes in front of me and can punch up some of the emails and things that I have on my phone. So I've got to go over some of my notes and things. I'll be back in about 15, 20 minutes to the hotel, and then we'll connect up, and I'll be ready at the bottom of the next hour with a bunch of breaking news, focused info, but not just Bilderberg. I've got some other important news that I want to cover as well. But just getting back to David Knight there and the viewers and listeners in the studio. Big breaking news in the United States and North America when the number one news site, drudgereport.com, linked yesterday and today, top link, last time I saw it a few hours ago on the left-hand side, to the Bilderberg list and to their agenda. I want to go over what their agenda's code word for. That's a big deal when something like that is out in front of everybody, where you have all these world leaders meeting in secret, and then you're basically trying to tell the public that it doesn't exist. That's the big issue, is exposing that the puppet masters exist. That's a big victory that they've been denying it exists, that we forced it. That discredits them. But Bill Gates, we've confirmed, this is usually how they do it. It's not who's on the list that's important every year, about 125 people. There used to only be about 20 extra people that they tried to keep secret that were there. That's usually the illegal type stuff, where they're going to be meeting with regulators and people that are there, so you don't want that behind the closed door meeting. That's why they'll have people that try to sneak in, like Obama, like Hillary 5 years ago. Well, we've confirmed Bill Gates is in London in a few days, and you can bet your bottom dollar will try to sneak in. That's why they cover their faces with newspapers. That's why they don't want to be known that they're there. That's why they get so upset. And we've got some other big names that we know are in London, and from our moles are reportedly going to be out there. So to all the activist journalists, that's why it's important we not just be where the police and others say, oh, here, you're allowed to stand on the sidewalk here, nowhere else. They're going to be trying to direct Bill Gates and others in the back entrance, or they're going to try to land via helicopter. I saw them out getting some marks out and we tried to get footage, but I was going to try to go out there later, but then they caught us last night and threw us out. But I saw what looked like helicopter marks they were putting out on the front lawn. And again, it's a huge compound. Just the main acreage around the hotel is over 300 acres. There's over 1,000 acres just for the golf course. There's several big pieces, but bottom line, that's why it's important that we get activists everywhere breaking up places, splitting up our reporters. I'm sorry, how much of that were you able to hear, David?
You said it's important that we get everybody out there, and you started to say that you've got reporters there, but go ahead.
Absolutely. That's why Alex Jones is not the most important person here. Paul Watson is not the most important person here. Steve Watson is not the most important person here. Eon Watson is not the most important here. Leanne McAdoo is not the most important person here. All of us independently are just as important, because you never know who's going to be there at a gas station down the street when a black limo pulls in, or a black Mercedes, and David Rockefeller's in the back in a wheelchair. You never know, you know, when a helicopter lands, are you going to be in the bushes with a digital zoom, you know, getting the shots of Lord Rockefeller? So we're going to come back and talk more about that, just tactics and strategy. But when I get back at the bottom of the next hour, I'll give you the big scoop sand more. David, take us out.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more information from Bilderberg and from InfoWars with Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Man, and it's going out. Welcome back to the InfoWars show. This is Alex Jones is on the line with us from Watford, UK. He's en route to the Bilderberg site where they're covering the annual Bilderberg meeting. And Alex is telling us just before the break about how the importance of covering Bilderberg is not just to expose the fact that it exists, because for decades we were told that it didn't exist. And it's not even just to expose their agenda, because much of their agenda is hidden at any given time. I've got a stack of stuff here of exposed past Bilderberg meeting minutes that were leaked by WikiLeaks. But as Alex was saying before the break, it's really key to have people on site all over the place, not just Alex Jones, not just the InfoWars staff, but all the citizen journalists out there with their cameras, seeing who these secret attendees are. They publish a list of the people that are there, but the real key thing are the people that they don't tell you are coming. People that are like future presidential candidates like Bill Clinton, who attended, or when we had our Texas Governor Rick Perry, he attended before he ran for president. So it's always interesting to try to see who these unlisted attendees are. And so Alex is on his way there to cover that and many other aspects of Bilderberg, and we've got him on the phone live right now. Alex, are you there?
Absolutely, and I want you to be able to go over all the news you've got, other Bilderberg news, for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. My Skype's breaking up a bit. Am I coming through to you good, Houston?
What's that, Alex?
Am I coming through clear to you, Houston?
Yes, 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 you are.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, absolutely. Just adding to this, also, because we force media coverage, we're then hijacking the dinosaur media. We can then expose what the Bilderberg agenda is to the media. And when they lock it down, and they've now built this big steel fence, when I was there last night, they were putting it up, and they said that the crew had to work throughout the night. I went up to the GS, security group, GS6, and openly talked to them. And then when the head of security found out, he got so mad that we were hiding in plain view, talking to the security people. So I've got some of the security preparations that I'll break down coming up as well. But there's so many reasons that this is important. So if you are in England, if you are in the UK, get down here any of the days. Tomorrow, right through Sunday. It's so important. And just bottom line, big numbers. But there's also the private airports close to Watford. There's so many places. You never know when you're going to run into these people. They also...
You're breaking up a little bit there, Alex. Can you hear me now? I think we lost Alex there. He's saying that it's very important if you're anywhere in the area, if you're in England, show up, because you never know where you're going to see somebody there. You might see someone who's famous, and it's a real key thing. You know, famously, Margaret Thatcher supposedly went to one of the Bilderberg conferences. She did not like what she saw and was very openly critical of it, and it wasn't long after that that she was removed from power by her own party. These people really wield power. And, you know, everywhere they go, they're imposing things like the income tax. As we mentioned before, that came on at the same time that the Federal Reserve, the private central bank that controls our currency and much of our economy here, that came on at the same time. This just came out from the BBC News. Tiny little Andorra is going to introduce an income tax for the first time. Now, Andorra is a very small nation. It's, I think it's the sixth smallest European country. In case you don't know, I had to look up where Andorra was. It's located between Spain and France in the Pyrenees Mountains. Very tiny, only about 85,000 people in the entire country. But, you know, no matter how small they are, they cannot escape the scrutiny of the banks. The banks have to impose their income tax system. Why? Because that gives them the most control over people and over the economy. We'll be right back with some more coverage from Bilderberg and Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.